Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
If you're waking up and looking in the mirror and not always feeling like that you're as attractive as you would like to be, maybe you're comparing yourself to somebody else and having sort of a dysmorphic response. I know a very pretty girl that couldn't see her own beauty because she kept comparing herself to other people and in parts. She would see a woman that had thicker hair and she'd think her hair was too thin, somebody that had larger breasts and her breasts were too small and her thighs were too big. I mean, every time she compared herself to somebody else that had one part of their body that was attractive, they would not appreciate their own body. But your body is really what you got. I mean, there's some things you might be able to do. You might be able to work out and change some forms. You might be able to do plastic surgery and do things. I don't know how far you want to go with it, but I personally believe if you ask the question, how is the body I have serving the purpose that I'm on, and find out how it's ultimately on the way. Because I know when I was a child, I didn't think I looked so great. And many people would probably agree with that still to this day. But there's somebody out there that it looks up to you and admires you. And it's your personality that people are involved in. If you can take something, maybe you don't have the greatest looking ears or something, big ears. I met a woman that had big ears and she makes her hair covered it all the time. And then I found it quite attractive. Actually, her ears were kind of thin. I told her, I said, some people may not like yours, but I think they're kind of cute. So I'll just let you know that. So the different people have different tastes, and you may be comparing yourself to somebody and not appreciating what your looks are. But just sit down on a piece of paper and write down what parts of your body do you admire. I worked with a lady in Edmonton, Canada, one time who was a supermodel. And a very high-paid model. And she came in for a consult, and she said, I hate the way I look. And I'm like going, I'm having a hard time finding where what you're talking about. She's a very attractive girl. But she was focusing on this subtle little things that I couldn't even notice. I was catching the big picture, and it looked pretty good to me. But I was noticing that she was really targeting things because she was comparing herself. If you compare yourself to other people, by the law of contrast, you may not appreciate what you got. So sit down and take a look at what you feel you're called to do in your life and find out how your body is the perfect body to get it done. And find out what's the benefit, because you may not like your hair, but maybe you like their skin tone. I knew a woman that was a bit large, but boy, her skin was phenomenal and she had really beautiful thick hair. And so she targeted that and concentrated on that, wore clothes and kind of made you didn't see the rest of the body, but made her really stand out. So everybody has things they'll like and dislike about their body, even supermodels. So make a list of all the things you do like about your body and see if you can't get that to balance. And don't stop until you find them. Because if you do, no matter who I work with, there's things they like and dislike about their body. If you concentrate on one and overlook the other, then you're going to sit there and beat yourself up thinking you wish you had a different body or something. But write down the benefits of the body parts that you're not appreciating. Find out how it serves you and how they can be used, because maybe you tweak another personality trait to compensate for that. And that's what people like about you as a result of that. Or maybe you excel in another area because of that. So go find out how it serves you and others, and don't stop until you get a tear of gratitude for who you are as you are. You might find out that the body you got is exactly the one you need to fulfill what's most meaningful to you.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.